The weight of unkept promises. The unkept promise. A cold rain drizzled down on the cobblestone streets of Avaria's lower districts, casting a melancholy veil over the bustling crowd. Cale Varn walked among them, his eyes scanning the faces with an air of practiced detachment. Few recognized him, and those who did whispered stories of Cale walks where armies cannot into hearts, into secrets, into judgment unspoken. Rumors of his subtle corrections were currency in hushed tones. As he navigated a narrow alleyway, Cale's gaze locked onto the worn wooden sign bearing the symbol of House Valen. He slipped inside, shaking the rain from his cloak before approaching the reception area. The curator, who sat behind the desk, a young man with an air of studied poise, looked up at Cale and nodded curtly. "Curator Aaron," Cale said, offering a nod in return. Aaron gestured toward the guest rooms without rising from his seat. "Your room's ready, Cale. You have a meeting scheduled for this evening." Cale inclined his head, accepting the acknowledgement. He took the offered key and made his way to the designated chamber. The fire crackled as he lit it, casting a warm glow over the modest space. The weight of unkept promises hung on him like a mantle, a constant reminder of his duties as an agent of balance. For years, Cale had walked the fine line between order and chaos, often at great personal cost. He recalled the words of an old mentor, "Subtlety is not the absence of strength, but its application." As he dressed for the evening's meeting, memories resurfaced, moments of triumph and moments of failure. Each one exacted a toll, leaving behind a faint scar on his soul. The price of loyalty was measured by the weight of unkept promises, and Cale had accumulated a considerable burden. Upon arriving at the designated location, a modest manor in the north part of the city, he found several members of the Black Rose Order seated around a large table. Their leader, Sir Valoric, stood at its head, his eyes red-rimmed from lack of sleep. "Cale, we have problems," he said, voice laced with weariness. "A series of unfortunate events has led to increased tension between the Night Verge and our order. We require your expertise in smoothing this over." Cale leaned forward, hands clasped together. The subtle art of correction was not about right or wrong, but about navigating the complex web of power and allegiance that governed the Age of Order. "Tell me more," Cale said, his gaze piercing the shadows beyond the light of the candles. The meeting that followed involved discussions of debt owed to both houses, of loyalty tests, and of the delicate dance between rival factions. Each word spoken weighed upon Cale like a stone dropped into a still pond, rippling outward with consequences he could barely see. As night deepened, negotiations reached a stalemate. In the silence that followed, Sir Valoric spoke softly, "We cannot let this escalate further. Your particular talents are needed now more than ever." Cale's eyes flickered with an understanding of the pressure applied upon him. His role was not to act as enforcer, but to adjust the balance without causing a ripple in the fabric. He nodded once before rising from his seat. "I will take this path," he said, voice measured, "but know that I do so not for your sake or mine, but for the sake of order itself." He exited the manor into the wet night air, walking back toward House Valen under a sky heavy with unspoken truths. As he navigated the rain-soaked streets once more, the darkness seemed to press in around him, each step weighed down by the accumulated promises of his past. The Valen estate loomed ahead, its stone facade imposing against the night sky. Cale's mind replayed the evening's events, every word and gesture calculated to ease the tension between the Night Verge and the Black Rose Order. Curator Aaron's expression had been inscrutable when he handed Cale a small note upon his return. "The morning visitor will be expected to meet in the hidden room. Come prepared." The message had left an itch on the back of Cale's neck, a knees creeping into his resolve like autumn chill. Cale entered the Valen estate, the familiar scent of old leather and wood polish enveloping him. He made his way to the hidden room, a space tucked deep within the labyrinthine corridors, accessible only by a cleverly concealed panel in Aaron's office. The air inside was heavy with a scent of incense, and Cale recognized the figure waiting for him, Lyrian, an envoy from the Night Forge. Their eyes met in the dim light, and Lyrian's gaze, normally bright as polished silver, seemed dulled by shadows. "Kale," he said, his voice low, like a rustling of dry leaves. "We cannot afford this stalemate. Our resources are dwindling, and the Nightforged people grow restless." The sound of rain pattering against the small room's windows created a staccato beat, underscoring Lyrian's words. Kale sensed the weight of unseen forces gathering behind the envoy's measured tone. He took his time before responding, letting the air settle around them like a curtain drawn across a chamber of echoes. "I've walked this path before," Kale said finally, "and I know its price. But tell me, Lyrian, what does your master truly want?" Lyrian's face turned opaque, reflecting the flickering candles like a still pond in moonlight. For an instant, Kale saw something flicker in those depths, a spark of wariness, perhaps even fear. Then it was gone, leaving him with only the taste of damp air and the certainty that not all truth had been shared. "The Nightforge seeks to maintain its standing within the Order," Lyrian said, voice steady as a boulder on a mountain slope. "Our actions are a mere correction of balance. You know this." Kale's eyes narrowed, sensing a crack in the facade. He reached for the threads of connection that bound him to this place, and they felt fragile as a spun web caught by an errant breeze. "I'll help you smooth over these differences," he said finally, voice devoid of inflection, "but know this, every step I take will cost me a piece of myself. And in the end, it may be more than just the weight of unkept promises that we'll have to bear." Kale stood up, his movements economical, as he walked to a small table in the corner of the room where a tea set sat waiting. He poured two cups from a steaming pot, the ceramic crackling with age, and handed one to Lyrian without looking at him. "We should talk," he said, taking a seat across from the envoy. Lyrian accepted the cup, his movements hesitant as if unsure of what was expected of him. He took a sip, the liquid seeming to burn his tongue, but his face remained expressionless. "You know I'm bound by duty and honor, Kale," Lyrian said, the words feeling forced into the air like stones tossed onto the frozen pond of their conversation. The silence that followed was a heavy blanket wrapped around them, weighed down by secrets unspoken. Kale's eyes never left Lyrian's face, searching for any sign of deception or fear. But his expression remained impassive, mirroring the stone walls of the hidden room. Finally, Lyrian broke the stillness. "What do you need from me to move forward?" Kale set his cup down, cradling it between his palms as he studied the other man's face once more. His eyes seemed drawn into a world beyond this room, searching for something or someone. "The truth," Kale said finally, his voice low as the murmur of a stream running through stone. "Tell me what lies beneath your words." Lyrian's gaze snapped back to Kale, his eyes hardening like stone under the force of water. For an instant he was frozen in place, and then he spoke, the words spilling out with a desperation that made them sound almost raw. "My master, the Lord of the Nightforge, does not simply want balance within the Order. He wants to shift the very axis it balances upon." Lyrian's words hung in the air like a challenge, their weight settling on Kale with an almost palpable force. He felt the threads of connection that bound him to this place begin to fray, as if his very understanding of the world was unraveling. "I see," Kale said finally, his voice measured despite the turmoil brewing within him. "And what does your master propose to use to achieve this shift?" He poured himself a fresh cup of tea from the steaming pot, the movement a studied distraction from the storm gathering on the horizon. Lyrian's eyes darted to the window, as if searching for an escape route or perhaps a respite from the darkness that seemed to press in around them. "The Nightforge has a resource," he said, his voice low and hesitant. "A piece of knowledge that could upset the balance of power within the Order." Kale's eyes locked onto Lyrian's, a sense of foreboding settling heavy on his shoulders like a mantle. He reached out with his mind, touching the edges of the Order's web, searching for any hint of what Lyrian spoke of. The threads trembled beneath his probing, warning him that this was no mere rumor or idle speculation. "What resource?" Kale pressed on, his voice a careful balance between curiosity and caution. Lyrian's eyes flickered to the side, and for an instant, Kale glimpsed something there, a fleeting image of a young woman with skin as pale as moonlight, her eyes burning with a power that seemed almost divine. "The Oracle," Lyrian said, his voice barely above a whisper. "My master believes she holds the key to reorienting the Order's axis, and we are willing to use any means necessary to acquire her." Kale's mind recoiled at the mention of the Oracle, her power a whispered rumor among those who knew the Order's true workings. He felt the room tilt around him, as if the very foundations of the Black Rose Order were shifting beneath his feet. "We will not betray her," Kale said, his voice firm, even as his heart seemed to falter at the thought of the Oracle's fate hanging in the balance. Lyrian's face twisted into a mask of desperation, the lines deepening around his eyes as if etched by the weight of the unspoken. "Please, Kale," he said, his voice cracking like brittle ice. "You have walked this path before. You know what is at stake. We are not asking for balance, we're asking for survival." Lyrian's words hung in the air, a cold breeze whispering through the stillness like a sigh of defeat. Kale's eyes never left the envoy's face, his mind racing with the implications of what had been revealed. "The Oracle, a key to reorienting the Order's axis?" It was unthinkable. And yet, he knew Lyrian spoke the truth. He remembered the Oracle's presence at the Conclave, her ethereal voice weaving a spell of calm over the gathered members. Her power was said to be tied to the ancient magic that flowed through the land like lifeblood. If she fell into the Nightforge's hands, the Order's delicate balance would shatter, plunging them all into chaos. "We'll need more than words from you, Lyrian," Kale said finally, his voice measured as he set the teacup down. "I'll need to speak with your master." He stood up, his movements deliberate, and walked back to the concealed panel that led out of the hidden room. The door creaked softly as it swung shut behind him. Lyrian's sigh echoed through the silence like a dying breath, and Kale felt the weight of his own doubts settling in. Could he truly stop the Nightforge? He'd made a vow to uphold the Order's principles, but Lyrian's words had planted seeds of doubt. What if the balance was indeed skewed? What if the Oracle held the key to saving them all from the darkness gathering on the horizon? As he walked back through the twisting corridors, Kale felt the weight of his own decisions bearing down on him. He passed by Aaron's office, where the faint scent of sandalwood and rose petals lingered in the air. His heart ached with a sense of loss, knowing that the path ahead would lead him further away from her. He made his way to the lower levels, seeking out the one person who might shed light on Lyrian's claims, Ira, the Order's historian. Her study was nestled between two grand tapestries depicting the rise and fall of ancient civilizations. The air within was thick with dust, the scent of old parchment and forgotten knowledge. Ira looked up from her workbench, a look of surprise crossing her face as Kale entered. "Kale, I didn't expect to see you here," she said, her voice low as she set aside a stack of dusty tomes. "What brings you down to the archives?" "The Nightforge's envoy has arrived," he replied, dropping into the chair beside her workbench. He spoke of an oracle and the Nightforge's true intentions. Ira's eyes narrowed, her gaze snapping towards the shadows as if she sensed something lurking just out of sight. "The Oracle, you say?" she repeated, her voice measured. "Be careful what you believe, Kale. The Nightforge is full of secrets and their master's ambition knows no bounds." Kale leaned forward, his elbows on his knees. "Tell me what you know," he said, his mind racing with the implications. Ira's eyes flickered towards the door as if checking for hidden listeners, then her gaze locked onto his. "It's not just about balance, Kale," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. "The Nightforge seeks to rewrite the very fabric of our world. They've been gathering resources for years, searching for the pieces they need to tip the axis." Ira's words hung in the air like a challenge, her eyes burning with a fierce intensity that made Kale's skin prickle with unease. "Rewrite the fabric of our world," he repeated, his mind reeling at the scope of what she implied. "What evidence do you have?" he asked, his voice low and even as he searched for any hidden meaning behind her words. Ira nodded towards a stack of dusty tomes on a nearby shelf, their leather bindings cracked and worn from years of use. "Those are the records of our own order's dealings with the Nightforge," she said, her voice measured. "I've been studying them for weeks, trying to uncover any pattern or clue that might explain what they're after." Kale's eyes narrowed as he pushed himself out of the chair and strode over to the shelf. He began scanning the titles etched into the spines, his mind racing with possibilities. The Nightforge's ambition had always been a topic of whispered rumor among the Order's members, but Ira spoke with a conviction that made him wonder if he'd been naive all along.
"You're saying we've been blind to this?"
Kale asked, his voice still low as he delved into the dusty volumes. Ira's expression twisted in a mixture of frustration and fear.
"I'm saying we've been deliberately misled, Kale.
The Lord of the Nightforge has had us dancing on strings for years, manipulating our fears and desires to further their own ends." Kale's eyes snapped up from the pages, his mind racing with the implications. He felt a cold sweat break out across his brow as he realized that Ira spoke the truth. The Nightforge had indeed been playing them all like pawns in a much larger game.
"I need to speak with Aaron," Kale said abruptly, the weight of his own responsibility settling heavy on him.
"She needs to know what's at stake." Ira's eyes followed him as he strode out of the study, her voice calling out after him like a warning.
"Be careful, Kale. The Nightforge will not be easily swayed, and they'll stop at nothing to get what they want."
He made his way back to Aaron's office, the dimly lit corridors seeming to grow longer as he walked. The scent of sandalwood and rose petals clung to him like a shroud, a bittersweet reminder of what was at stake.
As he entered her quarters, he found her standing by the window, lost in thought.
"Kale," she said softly, without turning from the view beyond the glass.
"I see you've spoken with Lyrian."
Her voice was tinged with a mixture of sadness and understanding. He stepped forward, his eyes scanning the room for any sign of Aaron's thoughts on the matter. The tapestries on the walls seemed to swirl around him like a vortex, their colors muted by the faint moonlight that filtered through the windows. "The Nightforge's envoy has revealed a truth," Kale began, his words tumbling out in a rush.
"Ira says they are searching for an oracle and that she's tied to the balance of our world."
Aaron's head turned slowly towards him, her eyes narrowed as if trying to decipher the depth of his concern. He felt a pang of guilt as he realized how little he had shared with her, how much weight he placed on Lyrian's shoulders alone.
But there was no time for recriminations now. The stakes were too high.
"They're not just looking for balance," Aaron said quietly, her voice wrapping around his heart like a shroud.
"They seek to rewrite the very fabric of our world."
Aaron's words hung in the air, heavy with a weight that seemed to press down on Kale's chest. He felt like he'd been punched in the gut, his mind reeling from the implications of what Ira had revealed and Aaron was now confirming.
The Nightforge's ambition knew no bounds, and their master's vision for their world would shatter everything they thought they stood for.
"The Oracle," Aaron continued, her voice barely above a whisper. "It's said she holds the key to restoring balance to the world, but at what cost?" Kale felt a cold dread creeping up his spine as he realized that Ira's words had only scratched the surface of a far greater conspiracy. He'd always known the Nightforge was manipulative, but he'd never suspected they were so reckless.
"We need to see these records for ourselves," Aaron said, her eyes locked onto Kale's with a determination he hadn't seen in months.
"Ira's study is not enough. We need the truth, no matter how hard it is to hear." He nodded, his mind racing with the plan unfolding before him like a battle strategy. Together, they'd find the truth behind the Nightforge's intentions and put an end to their manipulations once and for all. The moon had dipped below the horizon as they made their way back through the winding corridors of the Order's stronghold. The air was heavy with anticipation, the shadows cast by flickering candles making it seem like they walked through a world of darkness and shadow.
When they reached Ira's study, she looked up from her workbench, a look of wariness crossing her face as Kale and Aaron approached. "We need to see the records," Aaron said firmly, her voice brooking no argument. Ira nodded, her eyes darting towards the shelf where the dusty tomes waited like sentinels guarding secrets. As she began to dig through the stacks, Kale's gaze fell on the tapestries that adorned the walls, their colors muted but the patterns clear as day in his mind, a reminder of the world outside these stone walls, waiting for them to make a decision that would either save or destroy it. "Here," Ira said finally, her voice like a key turning in a lock. "This is what I was telling you about. These notes reveal the Night Forge's plan, their search for the Oracle, and how they intend to use her power to reshape our world." Kale took the worn leather tome from her hand, his fingers tracing the etched patterns on its cover before opening it. The pages within were filled with handwritten notes in a language he couldn't read, but Aaron's eyes widened as she scanned the text. "It's an ancient dialect," she said quietly, her voice full of reverence. "One used by our order's forebears when they first came to this land." Ira leaned forward, her eyes shining with a mix of excitement and fear. "It's a warning," she said softly. "The Night Forge's master knows the cost of what they're attempting to do. They'll burn the world to ash if it means achieving their goal."